Blog Talk Radio.
We love you, Lord, and we lift our voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, with a grateful heart. Father God, we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude. We come on this morning, Father God, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission. And Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us when we confess and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to start all over again, giving us a batch of brand new mercies, Father God, and we receive them, Father, faith, and we say thank you for them. Father, we thank you for your protection as you covered us, as we slept and as we slumbered during the midnight hours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us, to come against our destinies, to come against our future, to come against our health, our wealth, our families, to come against our joy, our peace, our praise. Father, and we just bless you that absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We bless you, Father God. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We bless you for it. And now, Father, we want to surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day any way you want to unfold it, Father. We trust your wisdom. Father, help us not to lean to our own understanding. But, Father, show us your pathway for provisions today. We thank you for hiding us in your secret place. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich, and you add absolutely no sorrow to it. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray for our country. Father, we pray for our country. Father, we pray that they're moving in the right direction. We pray that they're not moving too fast. Pray that they're not moving too slow. Father God, we just pray, Father, that you would help President Biden and the administrators, Father God, that run this country, Father, to do the right thing. Father, we place them all in your hands. Thank you for all the souls that have come to you, Father God, and thank you for the ones that are coming. Thank you for the ones that came and left, Father God. Help them to turn back around again before it's too late. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we thank you for the fortitude of Father God of this ministry. We thank you for the longevity of this ministry. We thank you for the mission. We just say thank you, and we bless you, Father God. Now, Father God, we place this service in your hands. We place this day in your hands. We place our lives in your hands. We place everything in your hands. We commit it unto you, and we ask that you would have your way. For, Father God, you are indeed the potter, and we are indeed the clay. Mold us and make us after your will, while we are waiting, yielded and still. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Morning, 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 top of the morning to you, top of the morning, saints. Our brothers and sisters in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all of our first-time visitors, lottie-dottie, everybody under the sound of my voice, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God the praise, glory, and honor. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If this is your first time chiming into our fellowship service, welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. We greet you in Jesus' name. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time, because Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is Lord. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. And we've been doing this for about 10 years and 5 months and some days now. And we bless the name of the Lord. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen. And visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. We pray that everybody, amen, is doing well. Amen. Glory be to God. I mean, there's a little glimmer of hope. Glory be to God in our future, beloved. And what is that? Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for some of the restrictions that's being eased, and we pray that the timing is good on that, especially with the variant in India so strong, still taking out thousands a day. And that variant is over here in the United States. We just pray. We just going to keep praying and keep walking in faith, beloved. But we have a glimmer of hope this morning, amen, because Jesus is on his way back. Amen. That's what we are glad about. Amen, that Jesus is on his way back. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I had an opportunity to witness to my doctor. I went to a doctor, amen, for my annual exam, you know, make sure that everything was good, and it was, and we blessed the name of the Lord. So just my personal opinion. I mean, this is just where I am, so just want to share this with you. So he said, "Did you get the vaccine yet?" I said, "No, doc, I didn't get it yet." I said, "I just haven't gotten it yet." So I said, I'm not saying I'm not going to get it, which I'm probably not, but I haven't gotten it yet. He said, any particular reason? He said, anything I can answer for you? I said, no, Doc. Then we started talking. I said, do you watch Apple TV? He said, yeah, I watch Apple TV, yeah. I said, did you watch the movie C-S-E-E? He said, no, I didn't see that one yet. I said, watch it. And he said, why? I said, the story is, I said, that everybody in the country took a vaccine because it was some type of pandemic. So everybody took the vaccine. And then I said, but the way it goes is 3 years later, everybody was blind. I said, 3 years later, everybody was blind. I said, I just think it's very, very interesting. So we, you know what I mean, he just looked puzzled and then like he was going to check it out. I said, do you ever see the movie Legend? I Am Legend with Will Smith and how everybody took a vaccine and 7 years later everybody was dead. I said, you know, I just, the doctor, I, you know what I mean, I'm just deep like that. But I know that a lot of Will Smith movies are prophetic. And then Apple, and then now, and I trust Apple. I trust the name, the brand Apple. I said, I'm just very attentive. I just like to pay attention. Amen. So he didn't say nothing, and that ended that conversation. And that's still the way I'm thinking. Amen. But that's me. Amen. Everybody has their, amen, own opinion. And we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to bless be the name of the Lord. What we do have to hold on to, amen, is that we can find that scripture. He said, well, if you take any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. Amen. So hold on to that scripture for those of you who choose the vaccine. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We want to continue this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we give God praise, all the glory. Amen. And all the honor. We left off. We want to thank God for Minister Erica yesterday who came and talked to us on the subject of peace. Amen. We want to thank God for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. We want to sort of piggyback on where Erica left off yesterday. Amen. On getting your peace back. Let's get our peace back. Amen. And so we want to piggyback on where she left off, and then we also want to piggyback, amen, on where we left off on Tuesday. Amen. Glory be to God. Talking about offenses and how easily we are offended. So the Holy Spirit is going to tie all that together for us on this morning. Amen. And Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, our strength. Oh Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, do you find yourself, beloved, constantly, let me not put it as a question as do you find yourself, let me make a statement. When you find yourself constantly saying something derogatory about someone else, I want you to pay attention to what's happening. What you're saying, beloved, about that person is a telltale sign that some bad seed is trying to take root in your heart. Just pay attention. Pay attention to what you're saying about that person. Say attention. Every time you open your mouth, it's something derogatory. Every time. I want you to pay attention, beloved. Pay attention to the scripture here coming out of the book of Hebrews, chapter number 12, verse 15. Hebrews 12:15 reads, looking diligently, any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Let me read that again, beloved. Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Beloved, this scripture here tells us how to recognize bad seed. When it begins to produce destructive fruit in our lives. The scripture tells us, beloved, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. The word springing up, beloved, depicts a little plant that is just starting to sprout and grow. It isn't a large plant yet. Rather, it's a small seedling that is just breaking through the soil and starting to peep out at the world. However, the very fact that it's peeping through the soil means that there is a seed hidden in the soil, beloved, producing this new life. It's there. It's teeny. It's small. A little seedling. But it's there. You gardeners, you flower lovers out there. Matter of fact, I need me a pot of soil right now. And I'm looking at my plants. I need me some soil. I'll probably get it. No big rush, but when I go out, I'll get me some soil. Amen. All right? But you put your little seeds in the soil, and you're all proud of yourself, got everything watered down, everything. And you go out, amen, a couple of days later, and it's just a little seedling. There's no big plant, no flowers, none of that right now, no veggies, none of that. Just a little seedling. But that's the confirmation that there's something in that soil. Beloved, glory be to God. This is what the word is telling us here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Springing up, springing up. Glory be to God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up. The seed is in the soil, springing up. Beloved, this is a very significant picture. You want to know why? Because it tells us that bitterness doesn't overwhelm us all at once. Instead, it grows a little here and a little there, a little here and a little there, until it finally becomes a huge, ugly growth that defiles our entire lives. Bitterness usually starts peeping up, beloved, out of the depths of our souls in the form of negative thoughts about another person, or sour, sharp, distrusting, cynical attitude towards someone who has offended us. If the root is not quickly uprooted, beloved, and removed, that bitterness will eventually become a full-blown tree, deuces bitter, wounding, hurtful, and scornful fruit for everyone who eats of it. Despise not small beginnings. Beloved, this scripture this morning here is a warning to us. It shouts a warning. Glory be to God. If you do not stop these attitudes, the Bible is telling us that they will eventually trouble you. Let's read it again. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. What a power statement. So glory be to God. So we see the springing up. Now, let's talk about the trouble you. It says that this root of bitterness springing up is going to trouble you. What does that word trouble you mean in the Greek, beloved? It means to trouble. It means to harass. And it means to annoy. It refers to something inside that bothers and upsets you so much that you are constantly pestered by thoughts about it. In fact, your whole life is stalked by these hassling, troubling thoughts. You can't think right. You don't know. You're bothered. Come back to me later. Leave me alone. I ain't got no peace right now. I don't know. Hello? Call me later. You shut down. Come on now. Your joy is taken. Your peace is taken. Why? Because you're being troubled. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm just out of sync. You're trouble, baby. You're trouble. The root of bitterness is troubling you. What you allow to take root and fester inside your soul has now become a major nuisance to your peace, keeping you upset and emotionally torn up all the time. I just need to lay down. I don't know. I just need to do this. I just need to do that. I don't know. Maybe it's the middle age crisis. Maybe it's just my hormone. I don't know. I'm a little depressed. Baby, you trouble. Don't be ignorant. Let the word of God bring light on your situation. You troubled. I don't know, Pastor. I don't know what it is. I pray. I'm praying. But you're praying over a situation and that's in your heart. You're trying to pray over bitterness. You're trying to give over bitterness. You're trying to sing over bitterness. You're trying to serve over bitterness, hoping it'll go away. It don't work that way, beloved. We got to see what the word of God says, so we can get rid of the trouble. Anybody ready to get over the trouble? Let me ask you a couple questions, beloved. It's going to find out. Dr. Holy Ghost is in the house today. First question, beloved. Do you have a grudge against someone that just gnaws away at you all the time? Every time you see that person, beloved, do you feel something sharp and ugly inside? When you hear about that person being blessed, do you wonder how God could possibly bless her when she did such an ugly thing to you? Do negative thoughts like these pester and bother you all the time, beloved? Just a few of the questions for you to ponder, because the truth will set us free when we judge ourselves. Beloved, if you relate to the questions that I just asked you, then watch out. Watch out. It may mean, beloved, that a root of bitterness is growing inside you. And that bitterness, that resentment and unforgiveness are starting to hound and stalk you wherever you go. Wherever you go, it goes with you. Why? Because it's on the inside of you. Beloved, in my closing on this morning, you need to get a grip on yourself. Just write that down this morning. Lord, help me to get a grip. You need to get a grip on yourself, beloved, and let the Holy Spirit help you to permanently, we're not talking about no temporary fix. We're talking about permanently rid yourself of these feelings. Otherwise, beloved, you're going to end up troubled, you're going to end up annoyed, and you're going to end up terribly upset. Why you say that, Pastor Bradford? Because the Bible said, did. The Bible did. This is what the Word is telling us here. Erica came yesterday and laid it out for us. We just taking it one step deeper. See? Because, beloved, as long as there's bitterness in your heart, you're going to lose your peace. You ain't got to worry about it. Your peace can't remain. Peace don't abide in these type of situations. I just ain't got no peace. No, you ain't got no peace because you got bitterness in your heart. The two of them don't abode in the same place. you'll lose your peace. Not only are you going to lose your peace, you're going to forfeit your joy. I don't know. They just so sour, and they ain't never got no smile, and ain't got no laughter. No, because there ain't no joy there. The joy was forfeited when you decided to hold on to bitterness. You swapped your joy for bitterness. See? So you lose your peace, you forfeit your joy, and you toss aside your victory. I mean, you actually toss it. It's like, you know how you take a handball in your hand and you lift it up and you throw it across the field to the person you're playing ball with? You just toss the ball. Well, that's what you're doing with your victory. Yeah, we got victory in Jesus. Yeah, you got victory in Jesus, but you just tossed it. In the devil's camp, no less. And he catching it. He ain't missing nothing. He ain't missing no balls. You throw the devil a ball, he going to catch it. If he missing, one of his imps going to make sure they get it before it hit the ground. They're going to catch the ball. You don't want to take this path. Beloved, it's too painful. It's too hurtful. And it costs you too much in your walk with God. You don't want to take this path. So if you find yourself constantly saying something derogatory about someone else, beloved, I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the President of the United States. I don't care if it's your spouse, your children, your pastor, your cousin, your friend, your brother, your neighbor, your sister, the man up the street. I don't care who it is. If you, I'm talking to you this morning, I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to you. If you find yourself constantly, and I know people, every time they open their mouth, they dogging somebody, the same person. They dogging them. They dogging them so bad they forgot what they said yesterday. They just repeating themselves. Derogatory. Pay attention, beloved. I ain't talking about them right now, and I'm talking about me, and I'm talking about you. Because we got to remove the mold out of our own eye. They always saying something derogatory, okay? We're going to pray for them. In the meantime, what about you? What about you? If you're always saying something derogatory about someone, beloved, pay attention to what's happening. Because that is a telltale sign that some bad seed is trying to take root in your heart that could potentially grow into a major issue that hassles your whole life. Don't let it happen. Beloved, don't let it happen. You know what the doctors are saying when they're exploring cancer and down at the cancer center and all that, that cancer is, that the root of cancer is bitterness. The root of cancer is unforgiveness. Where you still have resentment in your heart towards somebody for something they said or didn't say, for something they did and didn't do. Isn't that interesting, beloved? How science, amen, science and the scripture actually come together. Science comes out of the scripture, because everything comes out of the scripture. Don't let it happen to you, saints. Don't let it happen. This is what you do. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. He's your friend. We was talking about that Wednesday night in Bible study. Value that friendship. Put some value on that. The Holy Spirit is your best friend. This person here, my best friend. Okay, we understand what you're saying in the natural, all right? But let's take it a little bit deeper. Make the Holy Spirit your best friend ever. and ask the Holy Spirit to help you jerk out those roots from the soil of your heart so you can stay free. Your gardeners know how you sometimes you got to go out in your garden and your plant, and you actually got to jerk the roots out, because you can't just pull the roots. They ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. They say, what you doing? Huh? If you want that root to come out of that soil, out of that pot, you got to put a little force on it. You got to jerk it out. Well, the Holy Spirit is a good jerker. And he'll jerk the roots right out of your heart, beloved, if you want him to. And you can stay free. You can stay untangled. Glory be to God. Your peace can flow. Your joy can flow. Your love can flow. You're removing the blockage. Saints, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it to hold on to those feelings, because you know the only person who's in prison is you. You think you're hurting the other person, but you're really, amen, hurting yourself. You got to let it go. And I want you to know this morning, the Holy Spirit is willing. The Holy Spirit is also ready. And the Holy Spirit is also waiting to help you, beloved. Grab hold of those roots of bitterness and pull them clear out of your life. He's there, but the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He know the roots need to be pulled up, but he's waiting for you to ask. He just don't come in and bow guard and start to pulling away. No, no, you got to want it. You got to want this thing. You got to want God's help. You choose. The only thing the Holy Spirit needs is your invitation. That's all he needs. He's just waiting for an invitation. You going to the party? No, I ain't going. Why you not going? Because I didn't get no invitation. You got an invitation? Yeah, I got my invitation last week. Okay, well, enjoy yourselves. I didn't get no invitation. I ain't going nowhere uninvited. I know some people that try to bogart into places that's uninvited. That's a nasty situation. But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not coming in uninvited. But if you invite him, he'll be there. And he'll be there on time, too. Amen. So, beloved, why don't you just go ahead and ask him this morning? Why don't you ask him to assist you right now? Why don't you ask him to assist you right now, beloved? I was talking to, glory be to God, a young lady. Matter of fact, she's a part of our ministry. And I knew something was wrong. I knew something's wrong. Tried to say, at first she tried to say it wasn't, but you can't fool me. You can, not that I'm God, but I am very sensitive. I'm very discerning, especially upon those of you here in this ministry and otherwise. I just have that gift. I know when something's wrong. If I know you, I know when something's wrong. And I said, so what's up? You know, what's going on? I didn't go cut around and how you doing and ain't the weather nice and what about COVID. I just cut right through the chase. I cut right through the chase and said, all right, what's up? What's going on? See? And you know what, beloved, you know why this young lady was offended? Because she put her prayer request on the altar and the prayer warrior forgot to pray about it. When the prayer warrior prayed, the prayer warrior did not pray over her petition. And she took that as an offense. I don't know if she thought the prayer warrior did it on purpose or just the fact that she wanted somebody to pray about it and it wasn't prayed about, and I don't know. And so I had to minister to this young lady, amen, so she can help, you know, pull, so that root of bitterness can come out. You know, and also let her know it's not easy being a prayer warrior, because if you think it was that easy, we'd have more volunteers. You know, not taking up for the prayer warrior, but sometimes, amen, it just flow that way. We try to glow. I don't think nobody did that intentionally. She was thinking that the prayer warrior did. So she was drifting away from the ministry, drifting away from the ministry, and then the Holy Spirit had me reach out to her and pull her back in. Beloved, it happens all the time, all the time. Little stuff, little stuff, little stuff. Pastor didn't call my name. Pastor didn't call my name. She called so-and-so name. She always talking about this one. Well, I'm there too. Huh? This little stuff, beloved. You got let the Holy Spirit come in and pull that junk up. Come on, saints. Come on. It's taking too much from you. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. It ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it. Beloved. Glory be to God. Because you know what happens, beloved? When we hold on to that unforgiveness, see, we start acting just as ugly inwardly as the person acted outwardly. And sometimes they meant it, sometimes they didn't. It don't make a difference. We got to be like Jesus and give it up. Beloved, that's love. I think my mother posted on Twitter last week. She posted, my mother posts on Twitter every day. She just a Twitter queen. Amen. But she said, amen, which I really did like. She said, love forgives. No. A weak person will revenge. A strong person will forgive. Something on that order there. I just thought it was so beautiful, beloved. Let me tell you something. It's nothing worth stealing your peace, beloved. It ain't worth it. 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 I come to encourage you this morning, beloved. Get your peace back. Get your peace back. The peace that God gives is internal. It has nothing to do with what's going on here outside with COVID and gunshed and blood and stimulus and Israel. Glory be to God. No. Our peace is inward. The peace that God gives is inward. That means that regardless of what's going on outside, we still stand in peace. You cannot afford to lose that over an offense. You have to guard yourself. You got to brush it off. You got to shake it off, beloved. And the truth of the matter is, all of us, no doubt, have some type of root of bitterness in our hearts from situations as far back as we can remember, maybe even further than that. Amen. From when you were a toddler or small or whatever, the Holy Spirit knows it's there. That's what caused you to act. That's why you acting so funny. That's why you got stinking thinking. See, this is the root and the source of your dilemma. You don't need to see a psychiatrist. All you need is the word. See, but the Holy Spirit knows it's there. Why don't you invite him in? We who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And ask the Holy Spirit to please come in and root out, root up every root of bitterness. Everything that got you feeling sour, everything that got you feeling resentful, just root it out. But let this be a rooting out day. Turn your plates down. Fast for a few hours while the Holy Spirit uproot. Take it up, Lord. Take it up. I don't want it to grow up anymore in me because your word says if it grows up, it's going to trouble me. God knows I don't want to be troubled. There's enough trouble on the outside. I don't need no trouble on the inside. Amen. Amen. And amen. Lord, we ask you to please forgive us for allowing negative thoughts about others to consume us. Even though we don't like what they did to us, Father, we have no right to be bitter and resentful. We realize now, Father, that we are acting just as ugly inwardly as they acted outwardly. And in your eyes, our sin is just as bad as theirs. Father, we are truly sorry for allowing these attitudes to grow inside us. Lord, to the best of our ability, we turn right now from the wrong thoughts that have been consuming us. And we choose instead to speak well of those who have offended or hurt us. Holy Spirit, help us uproot those wrong feelings from our hearts and replace them with love and forgiveness. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the word of God on today's sayings, and the word of God will not return to him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has sent out to do. What is God doing? God is preparing us, beloved. God don't want us to be left behind. God don't want us to be left behind. I was talking with a friend the other day, and we sitting there laughing, and he said something. He said, well, what if the rapture already took place and we the ones left behind? I started laughing, but I only laughed for about 3 seconds. I said, heck to the no-no. I said, heck to the no-no. To the no-no-no. Hell to the no-no. Oh, no, the rapture took place. Sister Bradford ain't going to be here. Sister Bradford ain't going to be here. Now, the rapture didn't take place, but I'm still here. Amen. So we laughed. Amen. But I'm telling you, God is getting us ready, saints. He's getting us ready. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. And we have no excuse, because if we ask the Holy Spirit, he said, I just was waiting for you to ask me. Thank you, baby. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Huh? But you got to be real in it. And even if you're not real, ask him to make you real. Lord, this is how I talk to the Lord, and I'm finished. Amen. I talked to the Lord. This one sister, I don't know, our chemistry was just off. I don't know. I don't know why the chemistry. I think I know, but I don't know why the chemistry was off. And I just said, Lord, I ain't want to be around her. You know, glory be to God. Maybe I don't know if she wanted to be around me. It was just a mess. So I talked to the Lord. I said, I ain't living like this. And so when I talked to the Holy Spirit, at first, I didn't even want the Holy Spirit to come in, because I was sort of like, you know, I don't know if I was enjoying it or appeasing myself or justifying myself. I said, God, I don't even want you to do nothing about this. I really don't. Whatever. You know, whatever. You know, but so I had to talk, had to meet God where I was first, okay? I had to be real with it. See, but then after I laid all that out, then I took it one step deeper. I said, but God, I know what your will is. And I know it's your will for me not to have nothing in my heart. I'm blaming her, okay, and it's, maybe she blaming me. I don't know, but I know what your will is. Now, I don't even want you to help me, because I sort of like where I am right now, and I'm being pacified here. Okay, but God, I want to be in your perfect will. Will you give me the right mindset? Will you give me the will to want to invite you in to help me? Say, that's how you got to talk to God about everything, because that's real. And guess what? Not only did the Holy Spirit come in, glory be to God, and straighten out that situation, we became good friends and still good friends. Oh, Lord, I'll tell you, God is real. God is real, beloved. God is getting us, get his church, because God is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Yo, men, the men out there, amen, in our audience, amen, that don't believe in female preachers, I got a scripture for you. Amen. I got a scripture for you, the ones that don't believe in the female. The Lord is coming back for a bride. Men. The Lord is coming back for a bride. You included in that group. Now you go figure, huh? In Jesus' name, saints, let us get right. Get right, amen. That if the Lord come back today, if the day would be the day of his we coming back, we're going to be all right. caught up to meet him. We're going to be caught up to meet him. Amen. And we ain't going to have to try to get nothing right. Lord, can you just come back in 5 minutes? I got to call Sister Susu, and I got to repent. Wait a minute, Lord. Lord, wait a minute, Lord. Give me 2 minutes, Lord. Let me say a prayer. Lord, Holy Spirit, can you help me uproot this bitterness in my heart? No, no, no. You got to do that right now. You got to do that right now. We can't be found getting ready. We got to be ready. Amen? And amen. We bless the Lord. I was sharing with our sister Joanne Thurman yesterday, amen, and she did the prayer for us on Thursday nights like she always do, amen, and we want to thank God for her spirit, amen, and her willingness to jump in. You know what? I'm the type of person, I express my heart, and I like to give people their flowers while they're living, and some of you might take that as an offense. Here she is building up Sister Joanne. Like Sister Joanne, the only one praying. No, I'm trying to make a point. All right? And when I come around to you, I make a point to you. Glory be to God. You know what I mean? I'm trying to edify. Glory be to God. I do edify, and I look for the good. I see the bad. I try not to focus on the bad. If I see myself focusing on the bad too much, then I got to examine my heart and make sure there's no bitterness there. Amen? So I was telling her that my prayer request, I said, my prayer request tonight, Sister Joanne, I said, I'm praying for the body of Christ around the world, but I said, I'm particularly praying for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I said, I'm praying for this ministry because this ministry feeds thousands and millions of people now that we are on media, live media. I said, we feed millions of people, but we only got a handful of people that come to the table. We only got a handful of people that come to the table. Today is offering day. Today is offering day, beloved. Amen. And the scripture says, amen, we're supposed to sow wherever we're getting fed. You don't eat at Outback and pay Olive Garden. And we're not paying, amen, for anything. But, beloved, the workman is worthy of the hire. See, because the pastor has something you need and you got something the pastor needs. The pastor comes to you every morning with the bread of life. See, and you're supposed to sow into that word. And that's what the word says, and that's all I got to stand on. I ain't got nothing else. If you desire to sow, amen, into this, the soil of this rich ministry, amen, and we're talking about soil today, and we want to thank God that this soil is rich because the Lord done rooted out, and the Lord's still rooting out. He rooting out junk. He rooting all that out. Glory be to God. He's rooting it out. We don't put up with no foolishness. Some ministries, they just let anything happen in their ministry so they don't offend the people. See, we don't do that. Now, if you get offended, we're going to come back like Mother Hen and try to butter you up a little bit, okay? But we got to stick to principles. We don't put up with no foolishness in this ministry now. We don't do it. Now, if it means you got to leave, then go over there where the foolishness taking place. And when you get ready to walk straight, you'll be back. Amen. And you appreciate, amen, the discipline that we put behind this ministry, the integrity. We can't put up with it. And I had to deal with some issues. People got offended with that, and they sort of backed out. I can't help that. I can't help that. See, we just going to pray you going to grow up. Get that bitterness out of your heart. And if you come back, we welcome you back. If you don't, it was nice, you know. Thank you for being with us when you were. We're not going to compromise. We're not going to compromise, beloved. You know why? Because we got to stand before Jesus one day. We got to stand before Jesus one day, and it might be a day sooner than when you think it's going to be, but we got to stand before Jesus one day. We got to give an account. Not on my watch. We ain't putting up with no foolishness. I prefer to have 5 people in this ministry, we all loving the Lord, doing the right thing, and keep doing it until the Lord sends us some other like-minded people, and we're growing there, as opposed to having 500 and a bunch of riffraff. And a bunch of riffraff. It ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it. I think I heard Creflo Dollar say, glory be to God, and you know he got thousands of members, amen, and he said, I'll take 40. He said, anybody else can go home. I'll take 40 that sold out and on one accord. And God knows he told him the truth, because you only need two or three to make a church. Today is offering day here at the ministry. Glory be to God. If you desire to sow into the soil of this ministry, amen, we bless you. Amen. There's several ways that you can give. Our Cash App information is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, amen, 19038. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. We will be there. Okay, no Friday night prayer this week. Amen. We'll be back next Friday, Lord's willing. And we have to get back to you on the spiritual warfare training. I'm going to try to do it tomorrow. I'm just not sure what time. Amen. So I'll just have to communicate. I'll try to make the announcement tomorrow. And if not, you know, I don't mind texting. Amen. I don't mind texting. Amen. As long as I got your number, I'll send you out a text. And we bless God. All right, saints, that's it. Amen. Watch us at 7 o'clock this morning. Amen. And then back, amen, at 8 o'clock. Amen. On our media stream. Amen. Glory be to God. You can download the app. If you have a smart TV, you can go to ICN Impact Network. Or if you go to my Facebook page, just click and play. Click and play. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the service today. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the tithes, the offerings, the donations, Father God. Father God, we say thank you for transformation, Father God. We say thank you for making us a Christian in our hearts. Father God, it's so much family rift. God, we got family members not even talking to one another over who ate the last piece of chicken and all kind of crazy stuff. God, it's crazy. And the devil's somewhere in the corner laughing. He just somewhere just having, he giggling. That boy laughing so hard, he probably urinating all on himself. He laughing, Father. And we have bitterness in our hearts, Father God, for stuff, just for stuff. Father God, but Jesus held no bitterness in his heart. If anybody was qualified to hold bitterness, it would have been him. But even at the cross, Father God, in sincerity, he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the truth of the matter is, even if they knew what they did, Father, he was still asking for forgiveness. Help us, Father God, to follow the role model of our Lord and Savior. Help us to open our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to come in. Father, help make us pliable in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Help us to decrease, Father, that you may increase. None of us and all of you. Help us to give our lives away, Father, so that you can use us. Help us to let go and let God. Father, say once and for all, Father, that we may grow up, that you can, Father, use us the way you want to use us. Help that we might mature, Father. There's an assignment with our name on it, and we can't get to it yet because we're still holding on to petty issues and feeling good about it. But, Father, not no more. Not after this message. Not after this day. The root of bitterness is being pulled up. We can't pull it up because it's a spiritual issue. But the Holy Spirit can, and the Holy Spirit will, and he has already. We say thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Yeah, we refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time today in Jesus' name. Oh, glory be to God, and we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that no bad news will come nigh our dwelling this day, in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings
and Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Meet us at the altar at 12 o'clock. Amen. Lord's willing. In Jesus' name.
Give me a clean heart so I might serve thee, Lord. Fix my heart so that I may be used by thee, Lord. I'm not worthy of all these blessings. Give me a clean heart and I'll follow thee. I'm not asking for riches of this land, and I'm not asking for cathedrals great or grand.
Well, Lord, we come before you again, just a few of your humble servants, asking that you would just continue to be in the midst. God, you know we love you and you know we need you. But we can do nothing without you. Lord, we ask and pray that you would go over the midst of the airways right now. Father, wherever someone may be listening to this CD, Father, we ask and pray that you would touch them, oh God, and whatever they have need of, oh God. Let them know, Father, that even before they ask for it, oh God, you know what it is. Father, but all they have to do is come before you, oh God, and ask what they will and it shall be given. Father, we thank you, oh God, for blessing that young woman.